Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Magical Library. In this file, you are the one who slowly lets themselves get lost in a world of books and shelves, corridors and paths that lead you ever deeper into a never-ending exploration of knowledge. Libraries are very strange places because they contain a lot of knowledge, and as we all know, knowledge is power. For magical libraries, even more so. Those that are in charge of such places often have to undergo rigorous training to deal with all the strange and unexplained phenomena of those curious curiosa hiding between the pages. And it is one of those places you unknowingly stumbled into. From the outside, it may have looked like a normal bookshop or a somewhat old-fashioned library. Beautiful, dark, tall wooden shelves filled edge to edge with various books. And you were even surprised that quite a few of those books were familiar one way or the other. You saw some spines with titles that you recognized, perhaps from movies or even from reading some yourself. And as your interest led you further step by step, you headed deeper into this place. You're probably unaware that this is a magical library, and that once you might find yourself a little trapped inside, unable to find your way back. This doesn't happen after only one or two shelves, of course. Oh no. No, it begins happening when you slowly make your way through. Some shelves are curved. They might appear as if they're part of a circular design, where you're just walking past 1/8 of the circle. Others are straight and end up in crossings with other shelves and paths. Not that you're paying much attention, of course. For now, it's still well lit, and as you imagine all those books around you, and you can almost taste the dry air, smelling that wonderful smell of old, well-kept books. There were other people around, not much, but you could hear the soft coughing of someone trying not to make any noise in the distance, the rustling of paper of a big book with pages being flipped, even a gentle thump as someone put down a particularly heavy book in a slightly less than subtle manner. None of those noises really distracted, though. It was still a place reverentially silent. Everyone knew that this place should be approached with care and attention. Step by step, you could allow yourself to drift deeper into this place. Sometimes the floor appeared to creak ever so slightly, Not enough, but just enough to let you know that you should move forward a little more to not stand on the creaky board. The books became more interesting as well. At times, you could follow the spines on the shelves and a gentle, almost invisible layer of dust that covered them. This corner of the library must be very old. While this place was very well kept, you could tell that these shelves were significantly older than when you came in. It's a bit difficult, of course, to get yourself completely oriented. You weren't sure if you were still heading in the same direction or if you'd been turned around by the curved shelves. Did you take a left earlier? Or did you take a right just before, and are you still heading in the same direction? Well, for the moment you were still interested. The names of the books were fascinating. Writers you'd never heard of, but titles that appeared to speak of magic and mystery, of dragons and other very strangely lively sounding creatures. There were also books that were a little less impressive, like sheep herding and knitting. You almost wondered why those books were at similar shelves. And whichever organization this place had, however the books were ordered, there was some logic to it. Perhaps they were positioned chronologically, and the deeper you went, the older the books became. If they're talking about dragons here, how old would be the sheep herding book? There was one on carpentry as well, and on masonry. Who knows? Perhaps it would be even more interesting than you expected. Or perhaps it was a little different. Something strange going on as you were curious if you could find your way back. Although, you hadn't quite found your book yet. So let's go a little deeper. Let's continue this journey step by step. And it's become really quiet now. You can almost hear the rustling of the pages of the books themselves, as if they are alive, breathing, watching you, trying to read your intentions. Nothing moved. You were surprised to find that you hadn't heard anything for quite some time. You wondered how long you'd been walking there. This was a strange place. But you knew that there was a book for you somewhere, some shelf, some title that was begging to be picked up by you. You had no idea what shape, color, or even title it would have. All you knew is that as soon as you saw it, you would know. And you also, deep inside, knew that the book would be not far from here. So you kept going. As there was no reason to give up now, you'd come so far. The book could be just around the corner. And sometimes you did so. Sometimes when you came across a crossing, you would look at the other shelves, almost feeling your direction, wondering if you were going the right way, or if your body, your feelings were telling you to go somewhere else. You followed all of your senses, everything, all focused on finding your book. And you know how it goes. If you've ever been in a bookshop or a library, as soon as you stop looking, there's one book, for no particular reason, that draws your attention. A book like any others. And when you open it, when you pick it from the shelf, when you begin reading, you notice that you have to read it. The first words already draw you in, and you know that this is what you need to look at. And you found it. You found a book there, between all the others, again, ordered in no particular fashion, and all you had to do was go a little deeper to reach out and get it. When you looked at it, the book had your name on it, nothing else, quite literal in a way. As you started reading, you realized that this was a very special book indeed. You tucked it under your arm and started walking back. However, the nature of magical libraries is such, going in is easy. Getting out might be a challenge. You tried to follow your footsteps back, but there were no tracks in the soft layer of dust, no obvious indications where you had been. Even the shelves looked slightly different. Some books looked familiar, while others did not. There was a strange sensation in the book in your hand. It almost sounded like it wanted to be placed back on a shelf together with new books, to make new friends, to become part of something new. Even though the librarian might not appreciate you reordering the books, you got a stronger and stronger feeling that the best thing you could do is actually give this book a new place, to allow it to become part of something different. And when it felt right, when you could hear the silence once again, you saw an empty spot on a different shelf. It might have not been perfect. Maybe it was a little bit too small and you had to press a bit harder to get the book back. But as soon as you did, you could feel your relief spreading this was the right thing. Without even thinking, you moved away again and didn't even really pay attention to where you were going. It didn't seem to take that long before you could notice daylight in the distance, old dusty windows, the edge of the shelves. And a bit further still, you could notice the door that you used to enter. Time had passed you by almost without you noticing, and something was different. You knew that as soon as you exited this place, you would awaken, refreshed, renewed. So you stepped closer and closer to the door, now fully certain of your direction. A smile on your lips, a confident certainty in your step. Closer and closer to the door, slowly rising from the depth. And once your fingers touch the door handle, pulls the door open towards you, you could feel the cool air welcoming you back in the waking world. Wake. And I hope you found what you were looking for.